with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death until he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came, moved by the Spirit, into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after she was married, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. Coming forward at that time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom and the favor of God was upon him.
Amen.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Celebrate today the feast of the Lord's presentation in the temple. The most ancient name for this feast, the name that was celebrated throughout the eastern half of Christianity, was the feast of meeting, feast of the encounter. That's what the prayers of this Mass stress, that the presentation is not merely a one-time fact that occurred historically when Jesus was 40 days old. That the meeting that took place in that temple is a continuous action in which we go out to meet the Lord who comes to meet us. You remember what we heard in the first reading today, taken as we hear from Advent with the prophet Malachi as we near close to Christmas. "Suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek." The Lord comes to the temple to meet those who seek him. What a huge surprise it would have been for the tens of thousands in those temple precincts when this baby, looking like anybody else, wrapped in swaddling clothes, was brought in the arms of a young girl with her husband carrying two pigeons. But Simeon and Anna were able to recognize that there was something different about that child, because they had gone to that temple seeking to encounter the Lord. And their hopes, their prayers, would take on flesh. At the beginning of today's Mass, before the procession of the light, we focused on this encounter. Today is the blessed day when Jesus was presented in the temple by Mary and Joseph. Outwardly, he was fulfilling the law. law from the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, that every firstborn male shall be presented to the Lord. But in reality, he was coming to meet his believing people. A little later, we pray, let us also, gathered together by the same Holy Spirit that drove Simeon there, proceed to the house of God to encounter Christ. Where? There we shall find him, recognizing him in the breaking of the bread, until he comes again revealed in glory. The encounter that we mark every time we pray the fourth joyful mystery of the Rosary is fulfilled every time we come to Mass. So in the chant, as we begin our procession, let us go out in peace to meet the Lord. That's exactly what we're doing. In the name of Christ, amen. Later on in this Mass, sister, when we get to the preface, we will pray. And so we too go forth rejoicing to encounter your salvation with a capital S. We come here to meet Yeshua, God saves, who seeks to save us precisely through that life-changing encounter. And after communion today, when we receive within our salvation, we will pray so that we may go forth to meet the Lord and obtain the gift of eternal life. That this journeying to encounter the Lord is what's constitutive of the Christian life. That it's a continuous encounter with the Lord who comes to meet us. That's why we have Malachi in Advent, and that's why we have Malachi on this great feast. Because suddenly there comes to the temple the Lord whom we seek. How do we live this feast? Church focuses on a few things. What are the elements, the essential elements? Today the first is Jesus was brought there to be consecrated to the Lord, to be set apart, cut off from everything else, consacere, in order to be with the Lord, in order to be with God. And once we're truly with God, that's where the mission comes. And hence today is the day since 1997 in which the Church has marked the World Day of Consecrated Life. Because this is the day in which those of us who have received our first consecration in baptism focus on the more intimate form of consecrated life that happens in religious life, in societies of apostolic life, secular institutes, among hermits, etc. This is the day in which we ponder what happens when a man or a woman presents himself or herself totally to the Lord as an offering in response to the Lord's total self-gift. Second is the whole meaning of light. People were walking in darkness. And they saw a great light, as Isaiah prophesied. And when Simeon held this Savior in his arms, he pronounced him a light of revelation to the Gentiles, to all nations, to everybody who will ever live. Jesus is that light. And he's the glory of God's people Israel, the greatest Jew who has ever lived. Someone for whom all nations, about whom all nations will praise the Jews who gave us this great gift. Light. Jesus would later say about himself, I am the light of the world. But he would similarly say during the Sermon on the Mount that you are the light of the world. Today is a day in which Jesus comes with light, not just so that we can see it, but he comes as light so that we might be filled with that light. As we light those candles and we go in procession, the Church wants us to remember the procession of the wise virgins in Matthew 25, that great parable of Jesus. Burning for that encounter with the Lord who comes. Burning like Anna had for 57 years after her husband had died. Going into that temple, awaiting his coming, and after 57 years, she got the answer to his prayer. Consecrated life is this path of light. Light in the world. Third aspect of this feast is the sign of contradiction that Simeon prophesies, that Jesus will be a sign to be contradicted so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. St. John would say in his prologue, he came as light, but the world preferred darkness. These words about the fall and the rise of many, the real words in Greek are ruin and resurrection of many. As the light comes into the world, it's going to be a test of whether we want darkness or light. For those who choose to walk as children of the light, they will be raised even here to life with God. But to those who choose to turn their back on the light and keep focused on the darkness, that will be their ruin. They won't have the joy that God wishes in this world, and they may not have it ever in that place of great darkness that lasts forever. It's either, in the final analysis, great, beautiful light or ugly, eternal darkness. And it comes with whether we're seeking to go out and encounter the Lord who comes, even if sometimes we can't see the light because of our own blindness. Consecrated life, similarly, is this sign of contradiction in the middle of the world. People, when they see those who are consecrated, have to ask themselves about what they value. It leads us to the fourth point about this feast. It's about the evangelical councils. As we mark this World Day of Consecrated Life, we think about the poverty, chastity, and obedience that we see here in the scene. Poverty. Mary and Joseph were so poor that they couldn't offer the prescribed lamb to redeem or buy back, which was what this whole ceremony was, according to the Mosaic Law, to redeem the Lamb of God himself. They didn't have anything. So with great poverty, they were able to get a couple pigeons, which is what poor people offered. But in their poverty, how rich they were. Because they held he who is the greatest richness of all in their arms. Obedience tells us twice in this passage that they were doing all of this in accordance with the dictate and the law of the Lord. Even though if anyone would have had an exception, it would have been the one who was holding the temple with a capital T. He didn't have to be presented in the temple. He was the new and eternal locus of God's dwelling among men. But yet, so eager were they to fulfill every prescription, just as Jesus was. They wanted their whole existence, as Mary would say, to develop according to the Lord's word, fiat mi secundum tuum. St. Joseph was so obedient that he would obey the Lord even when the Lord would speak in dreams that so many others would easily deconstruct. And Jesus, as was said about him in the letter of the Hebrews, a body had been prepared for me so that I might say, I have come to do your will, O Lord. We see obedience there featured. We likewise see chastity in this great figure of Anna, who for 57 years had longed with love for the Lord. Chastity is not an absence fundamentally of something. It's a filling, because poverty and chastity and obedience show us where real wealth is, where real freedom is, and where real love is. And these are huge signs of contradiction for the world that's marked by materialism rather than the spirit of poverty, that's marked by individualism. It's marked by trying to be in control instead of obedience. It's marked by so much pornography, so much lust, rather than chaste love of the Lord. But in this contradiction, we are light for the world. We should live that proudly, to go on out united with him who was poor, chaste, and obedience, and burning with charity, in order to illumine a world that does, in practice, choose the darkness of sin a lot. Finally, today is a day in which we focus on the dynamism of the encounter with the Lord, whom we seek and go out to meet. In Vespers, there's an antiphon which is very beautiful. Senex purum portabat. The old man carries the boy in his arms. Sed puer senectem rejebat. I don't need to translate for anybody, right? Thanks, sister. Okay. But the boy guides the old one. That we come to meet this little boy, but in him, he shows us the way, precisely because he is the way. He shows us how to encounter the Father. He shows us how to be the light. He shows us the way to live out our consecration, because his whole existence was so that we might be consecrated in the truth. He reveals to us how to live the counsels. He guides us still. Today, as we come to encounter the Lord in the Mass, as we prayed as the Mass began, we have a far greater privilege than even Simeon and Anna. They merely were able to hold the Lord in their arms. We're able to receive the Lord within. We're able to receive our Savior, the light of revelation for all the nations, and the glory, not just of his people Israel, but of his Christian people. Today, as we go out to meet the Lord, this faithful and merciful high priest, whose whole life was to expiate the sins of his people, let us with Simeon rejoice that not only our eyes have seen God's salvation, which has appeared in the sight of all the peoples, but our mouths will even taste it. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Praise be Jesus Christ.